I apologize, Mr. Chairman. I'm in no hurry for anything, so I didn't want that case to go forward that far.
It's all right. We'll overlook it this time. They're allowed one mistake.
Okay.
Now we're going to try to hear case number 11.
That 400.
I knew that's coming.
Application of Andrew Honeycutt. The application site is north of Road 231, Reynolds Pond Road, 400 feet east of Road 212, Cedar Creek Road. The 911 address at this time is not available since there's no improvements. Tax map ID is District 235, Map 7, Parcel 23.14. Requesting a special use exception to place a multi-sectional manufactured home type structure that is more than 5 years old. For the benefit of the board, I pass down photographs supplied by the applicant. There are several showing the unit proposed. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mail return. Just for the benefit of the board, I gave you the mail return reference because there are some addressing issues that we still have to deal with. But
okay.
We
thank
do
you.
Get some mail return.
Is Appen here? Sir, you can, or. Need to go up and be sworn in, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Andrew M. Honeycutt, 52 Fritz Road, Samoa, Delaware, 10977.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen, for listening.
Okay. Can you explain to the board this for this variance, your request?
I'm recently have with my recently getting divorced, and I found this nice piece of property that Mr. Moore has, and we were in the process of me purchasing the property, and then I realized it was agricultural residential. And my home is beyond the 5-year window that was on the part that we were looking at. So I'm here to ask the board's permission to do the legal right thing to able to put my home I have currently on that property.
Okay. So this mobile home you want to put on the property is yours now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Is it on the property now, you said?
No, sir. Okay. I have not purchased the all property right yet, depending on the outcome of what the board might come up with.
Okay.
Do you live in this home now?
Yes, sir. I
okay.
Do.
So you just move it to this new piece of property if you can buy it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any further questions? More further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
What year is it?
It's a 2002.
Okay. And
do you have other photos of homes that are on that same road, on that same side, if you would like to see them? This home falls right in the same category and is as appropriate for that area as possible.
Okay.
And we plan on keeping it that way, too. We want to be a good neighbor.
So in that statement, should we assume that you're stating that your request would not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
Correct.
Okay. And are you going to have, when you place this mobile home, I see there's skirting in the pictures. Are you going to put skirting or a concrete foundation or how?
I will work with the county as to whatever the county deems be appropriate and legal as to working with the county and the government and the state.
Good answer. Because it's not required that it be on a permanent foundation, so.
I don't know if the council would like to see.
You might want to look into it about converting it to a Class C. It's just right. A double wide and you put right. It on the side of the foundation. There's a method of that really Trump's benefits stuff. On mortgage issues if that become the case.
Right.
You know, there'd be something you could work with him with. Oh, great.
No other questions.
And then when you get my age, you could look at a reverse mortgage or something like that. You know?
He's 80, by the way.
Got to be a Class C.
He said the board would like to see pictures of other homes on the road. They're welcome to see these homes, so it does blend in with the rest.
So they're all about the same?
Yes, sir.
If you have those pictures and you want to submit them, you can send them, Mr.
If you want to submit them down there and leave them, Mr.
If you do, then you won't get.
If you submit them, we keep them. You don't want them anywhere, right? Photos of units in the area.
Okay. Yeah, are there any further questions? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Got one in the back.
Was it one in the back? Is that opposition?
You had one in favor.
In favor.
Yeah.
One in favor.
Yeah, one was in favor.
Is that Mr. Moore?
Yep.
Okay.
Again, was there anyone here in opposition? Okay, Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties, and we didn't hear testimony to the contrary. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,400.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,400. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,400 is approved.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Great, sir. Good luck.